שלום, אנחנו קוראים קטעים מההכנה לכנס קבלה לעם העולמי בניו ג'רסי.
Hello, we're reading excerpts from lesson number 2 of the World Kabbalah Convention in New Jersey. As always, you can ask questions on kab.tv. Relevant questions may be aired.
קטע הראשון מתוך רבש.
We'll go into the first excerpt from Rabash. This is from the article, What Degree One Must Attain in Order to Not Reincarnate. Lesson number 2 is titled, Discovering the Need for the Ten. We have to know that all the souls of extend from the soul of Adam HaRishon. For after he sinned in the sin of the tree of knowledge, the soul divided into 600,000 souls. This means that the one light that Adam HaRishon had, which the Holy Zohar called Ziharai La'a, upper brightness, which he had in the Garden of Eden at once, spreads into numerous pieces.
When we begin to research who, what we are, where are we from, what is upon us to do, what does the upper force of nature demands of us, we should always come back to the first primary form, which is the will to receive, which the Creator created. And this will was divided into many parts who don't feel any connection between them. Rather, each one wants to exploit the others to better his own situation. And this kind of attitude is called the evil inclination. And when we overcome this disposition and connect, then we come to the revelation of the Creator in its whole form, because that darkness which fills the space between us, the distance between us, becomes assistance against Him, and then we discover the Creator from zero, from nothing, from no sensation whatsoever. It comes to full, complete revelation. And that is the process that we must undergo. Therefore, this process is facilitated entirely by our own choice. And how is choice expressed? By building ourselves, establishing ourselves as a ten, because there's no less nor any more than ten. And we make an effort, even though we do not yet know, but we make an effort to always establish ourselves as ten equal parts, which we annul the will to receive between us into zero, into nothing, and we want to connect together into a point or a dot, and by that we draw the upper light, which will work on the will to receive between us, and will grant us a connection above it, between us. And in that connection between us, as ten sefirot, we will continue and begin to reveal the new reality, and not in one, but in ten altogether. And that is the work, all of it. We have to understand that the shattering didn't actually occur, and there is no remoteness. It's only towards the person who attains it, those people who, in their sensations, are in adhesion in the world of Ein Sof. Supposedly, are in this world in a degree below all other degrees, and all of this is entirely a sensation, an emotional thing. That's how it's disclosed to us, but all we do is simply to correct our perception. And then we return to that one soul, the soul of Adam HaRishon. Meaning, all of our work, ultimately, is performed in the ten. There's nothing else, nothing more. And we mustn't see anything outside of this, because it causes one to veer off the path. And in that process which all of humanity is undergoing, the Kabbalists, especially the Kabbalists, worked in tents, a few who were worthy of it. There was Moshe. Well, it was in Egypt already, but also in the sons of Jacob, with Pharaoh and Yosef and all that. That's just the beginning of the work. After that came Moses. And this was continued at the time of the temple. And especially Rashbi did this for the sake of the future. And after that, after the Ari, came Baal Shem Tov. So those are the most prominent. And we have also been privileged or awarded with conducting this study in the Ten. And we've received this opportunity to connect together as a Ten.
And
therefore, we must understand that from above, from the heavens, this ability to organize together, to understand the importance of this, and that this is the place of work, the revelation, the end of correction, all in a tent that is as one, it's not for nothing that we've been granted that. And that's how we discover the upper kli, the upper vessel. And so the need for a ten, well, it's the most essential, it's the only thing, the most sublime. And one who doesn't feel that need must be concerned with how can he in some manner acquire this need, this lack for a ten. Meaning to keep reading and listening and hearing, rather that this is the form, this is the structure of the soul, and that only in that way, when we try to organize, we draw the reforming light, and it does the work. As we say, the Lord will finish the work for me. And so this lesson is called Discovering the Need for a Ten. It's important. It's important. I don't have the words for it, really. If one doesn't discover this need for a ten, he must be concerned, worried, if he's even on the right track. Because seemingly he does not understand how the world exists and how we can affect our own destiny. So the ten is the only kli. It's the only kli, the only vessel that we can present to the Creator for Him to correct and fill. Please continue. Perhaps repeat it.
We'll read the excerpt number one once again. This is from Rabash, from the article, What Degree One Must Attain in Order to Not Reincarnate. We have to know that all of the souls extend from the soul of Adam HaRishon, for after he sinned in the sin of the Tree of Knowledge, his soul was divided into 600,000 souls. This means that the one light that Adam HaRishon had, which the Holy Zohar called Ziyarai La'a, upper brightness, which he had in the Garden of Eden, at once spreads into numerous pieces.
Yes, and questions immediately, if there are any. Read it again.
We have to know that all of the souls extend from the soul of Adam HaRishon, for after he sinned in the sin of the tree of knowledge, his soul divided into 600,000 souls. This means that the one light that Adam HaRishon had, which the Holy Zohar called Ziyarai La'a, upper brightness, which he had in the Garden of Eden at once, spreads into numerous pieces. Can you define the need for the ten? What exactly is that need?
The need for a ten is, well, to organize that vessel, Havaya, ten Sfirot, to make the soul more prominent, to discover its form. Havaya did not change. It's the ten Sfirot, original Sfirot, which exist, and the extent to which I'm drawn to them, attracted to them, and able to build them, and that I aspire to gather them. And of course they exist, but we study all these things, learn them in respect to the person who discovers them, who works. So I'm trying to discover that thing which already exists, but not as far as I'm concerned. And as there is a gauge for measuring things, well, I need to get to it, to see it, so I need to correct myself in order to see it. So what else do I need in order to, well, identify with this 10, affiliate with it, integrate in it, to be active in it, to invite all these corrections in it, although the corrections I see in there are my own corrections. There's nothing else that I need to do but work in that 10. And it's as if I need to organize them, connect them together, care for them, but it's all me correcting myself by doing that. And it's not that before me are the friends who are broken and so on. Anyone who passes judgment is passing judgment on his own flaws.
What is it about the 10 as 10 friends I see in front of me, or some inner template?
No. 10 friends. Look, we need to understand that we were given this in a very corporeal sense in this world, so that we won't, well, run towards all kinds of philosophies and illusions.
How does it manifest that the 10 friends in front of me suddenly become this template of Sfirot with connections?
I see them as bodies. Well, when we look at a person, that first of all, I identify all the parts of his body, what he wears, later on his behavior, and then his character, and later more inner things, states he's in, and I begin to also understand what's happening to him, what else he has in his world, relatives, and so on, what does he engage in. So you go further in. You start forgetting about how you saw him just as a body with clothes on, and so on. You find him, discover him as a person.
So what does it mean that when you go deep, you see that it's a spiritual entity of part of that 10 that you're building?
You want to see them such that if you yourself change to such an extent that you see them as existing, coexisting together as one man with one heart, like Rabbi Yossi ben Kisma, from below or from above, it doesn't matter, but that you see them as corrected, and anyone who passes judgment is passing judgment on his own flaws, so you discover that it's truly so, that the world around you is corrected, and you need to correct your own perception here. And then you have something to pray for, right? Either you pray for one's friend, or you pray to be yourself corrected in order to see your friend or judge your friend to the scale of merit, as we call it. So either in that direction or this direction, you advance and correct your perception. And it depends sometimes on your friend changing as you perceive him, and sometimes that you change as you perceive things.
So what do you focus on? You focus on looking at the connection between these nine friends, or
to see these ten friends, these nine friends, to see them in the state of the end of correction. They're all corrected, they're all righteous, they're all in such a connection between them. That's final.
And also relate to each and every one? Or only relate to them as a group?
Why not each one individually?
Not saying no, I'm asking...
Yes, of course, on one hand. And on the other, I'm saying that you also need, alongside this, to ask to see them as such, meaning correction upon yourself, to see them as such. Yes.
Friends from Zichron are asking, what does it mean to see the friends in the ten as corrected?
I don't know what it is to see a person who's good or that he's bad. It all depends on how I see him. So I need to bring myself to a state where I see the friends. Let's say in Zichron, when I sit together with them, I want to see them all as connected, all making efforts, all dependent upon one another. Each one feels the shoulder, the supporting shoulder of the other. And this is called to judge to the scale of merit. Either to justify the friends or to blame them, right? And there's only one of the two. Either, well, if I justify them, then I am myself with them. If I blame them, it's called that I'm judging, passing judgment on my own flaws.
Student from Petah Tikva is asking, what's the matter of equality? Why do there need to be equal parts towards the Creator to connect?
Great question. The first and primary rule, not that it replaces all others, but all the rules of the Ten are based upon this primary first rule, which is that everyone must be equal. Why equal? Because there cannot be a correct, proper connection in the ten if they're not all equals. And how do we measure this equality? Very simply, by each one annulling himself entirely in respect to the friends, to the others. Give me another, idea of how can we be equal. How can you measure someone is stands out more in this way or that way, and so on and so forth? No. The true equality, the correct and fundamental equality. Later on, there can be other forms of it, but for now, and also it doesn't change. This is the fundamental kind of equality, and it is when each one annuls himself towards the other nine entirely. Completely. And then they all connect. And in that connection, where they all become as zeros, but together, they come to the degree of ibu, of conception. Then it's the first contact with the Creator.
Ken.
Yes.
No.
I'm a mechanic. Break it down for me. What does it mean to annul completely?
I don't know. Look for it. Pray. Ask. Check what it means. You've been hearing it for 10 years at least. So you should be starting to gain some interest in this and to start scrutinizing it. It's a matter of an inner kind of feeling. It's not apparent outwardly. It's not that you run around here and activate all sorts of things here, willing to work among them all as a waiter, as a cleaner, as a servant. No. Although that too is effective. But it may be that it also blinds you, because then you think you're annulling. It's a matter of an inner sensation, where you think about this, you're concerned with it, you appreciate it. That you want to serve, and to serve, perhaps you serve by managing them, governing them. It's to serve. It doesn't mean that you're lower than them because you want what's best for them. You want to serve them, but the service can be such that you're the prime minister. It's also a service. It depends on how you take it. Right?
Ken.
Yes.
Good morning, everyone. Good morning, Rav. You said we should see the 10 in its corrected state.
To make an effort to see the 10 in its corrected form.
Yeah. What is it exactly?
That everyone are equal, because they're all integrated together. They all annul themselves in respect to this concept of the 10. For otherwise we do not connect. There must be a point of connection, point of contact. How to put it? A junction. A junction, for example.
Is that a desire, or I have to envision that, or what?
It's a desire that we need to integrate with. To integrate with, to be together, to integrate with the desire to be together. And I don't know what together with them means. I know that I'm together with them when I annul myself. I don't have any control over them. Over myself, I do. In asking to annul myself, and also annulling myself in action towards them.
Thank you.
Oh, what do you want?
About what Akoka asked and what you answered, can we say that a person...
Are you asking a question or are you telling me things?
I'm asking.
So ask.
Can a person test his attitude to reality every moment between the state that he's in and where he's supposed to be, in terms of the more corrected nature, and between them he feels the gap, and that awakens the prayer?
Yes.
There's a few questions about justifying the friends. Roy from Croatia is asking, you said recently that there are friends who weaken and can't move forward with the general majority, so it's possible that people are drawn after the daily life in their tents and then just For this, can you just justify the friends without doing anything?
No, there's no such thing. There are many... Well, there are people who are going to work, and even now are at work, and they think they're serving us. Never mind. Even here now, in this building, and we need to make sure that the work that they do does not pull them out of the connection to the ten. Thing is, if we're just studying, then perhaps some other work could be more important. But if we're actually actively engaged in connection between us, then all of these works done during the time of the lesson, there's no place for that. They should at least be present here for the first part of the lesson. Otherwise, we'll see them growing more distant and then ultimately leaving completely. So, question. Simple one. Why does the need to integrate in a ten as one, why is that the first condition for attaining the spiritual vessel? So very simple. It's preferable that you discuss it. Why is the need to integrate in a ten as one the primary condition for the construction of the spiritual vessel? So quickly, you have 1 minute. The Creator and to ask for correction. Item 2 from Baal Sulam, 600,000 souls. It is said that there are 600,000 souls, and each soul divides into several sparks. We must understand, how is it possible for the spiritual to divide, since initially only one soul was created, the soul of Adam HaRishon? In my opinion, there is indeed only one soul in the world, as it is written, and breathed into his nostrils the breath of life. That soul exists in all the children of Israel, complete in each and every one, as in Adam HaRishon, since the spiritual is indivisible and cannot be cut, which is rather a trait of corporeal things. Yet, saying that there are 600,000 souls and sparks of souls, it appears as though it is divided by the force of the body of each person.
This means that the division is not a division, and what we talk about is only with regards to the person who attains. And it's not that this structure, ten sefirot, havaya, itself is changing. Rather, it's only with regards to the one who attains. There are many differences and changes, and the person thinks that there are other people also looking at the same thing, and everyone sees something else. It's all apparent to him. It's all inside of him. And what he's seeing is only his own inner structure. To the extent that he corrects it, then he further and further identifies with the one structure that exists, which is the structure of Adam HaRishon. How did the concealment happen so that instead of seeing one soul, there is such an illusion that there are many people, and each and every one of them sees a whole world, and also all of the beings in different ways, and the different havayot. How did this departure from a single havaya happen? And how do we then correct our perception to perceive a single havaya? As it says, him and his name are one. The Lord is one and His name is one. How does it happen? What's the corruption and what's the correction that the same Havaya goes through? And towards whom? Who's the one who speaks about it, who attains it? Please.
Enables us to return to this oneness.
Rav, why do I see, instead of a 10, a whole world filled with many little details? How is it that instead of 10 discernments, 10 sefirot, or phases, why do I see instead of that this imaginary world?
Looking at there, we can
Rav. So how should I see my 10? How should I relate to and see my 10? The one and only thing that exists.
Rav, how do I measure what spiritual state I'm in the 10, in a very clear, precise manner, so I'll have real measurements before me of where I am in respect to spiritual attainment, spiritual revelation. How do I examine it through my attitude towards the 10? Please.
To see it.
Item 3 from the writings of Baal HaSulam, 600,000 souls. Two discernments were made in the corporeal body. In the first discernment, one feels one's soul as a unique organ and does not understand that this is the whole of Israel. The second discernment, the true light of the soul of Israel does not shine on him in all its illuminating force, but only partially, by the measure he has purified himself by returning to the collective. The sign for the body's complete correction is when one feels that one's soul exists in the whole of Israel, in each and every one of them, for which he does not feel himself as an individual, for one depends on the other. At that time he is complete, flawless, and the soul truly shines on him in its fullest power, as it appeared in Adam Rishon.
Which is possible only on the condition that a person annuls himself, his interior altogether. Again,
two discernments were made in the corporeal body. In the first discernment, one feels one's soul as a unique organ and does not understand that this is the whole of Israel.
That's the first state. That's where we begin.
In the second discernment, the true light of the soul of Israel does not shine on him in all its illuminating force, but only partially, by the measure he has purified himself by returning to the collective.
Meaning, as much as he can integrate with the whole, then he feels that there is a greater illumination on him time and time again, to the extent that he annuls himself and enters, integrates with the whole.
And the sign for the body's complete correction is when one feels that one's soul exists in the whole of Israel, in each and every one of them, for which he does not feel himself as an individual, for one depends on the other. At that time he is complete, flawless, and the soul truly shines on him in its fullest power, as it appeared in Adam HaRishon.
If he, as the point of Malchut that annuls itself, then he discovers all the rest as the first nine sefirot, and there inside is, in there is his kli with the light of the soul, and that's how he integrates with them and merits that whole soul. So, how do we come to a state where inside the ten we implement the building of our soul? How do we build within the ten our soul? Please.
Reveal it. There's nothing else but item 4. Baal Sulam, letter 4. You lack nothing except to go out to a field that the Lord has blessed and collect all those flaccid organs that have drooped down from your soul and join them into a single body. In that complete body, the Creator will instill His divinity permanently, without pause. And the high streams of flight will be as a never-ending fountain.
Understood, yeah? That the field that's been blessed by the Creator is the opportunity that I have in the ten, and I have to collect all of those organs that seem flaccid to me and connect them to a single body. And in that complete body, the Creator will instill His divinity incessantly. So that's basically all our work. How do we approach the field? How do we begin to tie together these flaccid organs? By what? How do we organize them into a single body? The moment we begin to organize it, we will feel the first spiritual degree, meaning that there divinity is revealed. Read again, please.
You lack nothing except to go out to a field that the Lord has blessed and collect all those flaccid organs that have drooped down from your soul and join them into a single body. In that complete body, the Creator will instill His divinity unceasingly, without pause. And the high streams of flight will be as a never-ending fountain.
How do we do this in practice? That's one. And two, how do we attract our friends? Some feel it more, some are closer to it, some less. How do we set an example that this is what needs to be done, that this is our main work? Please. Have any other access to that besides through the Creator?
Item 5 from Abash, Article 1, Part 2, The Purpose of Society. Without annulling self-love, it is impossible to achieve adhesion with the Creator, meaning equivalence of form. And since it is against our nature, we need a society that will form a great force so that we can work together on annulling the will to receive, called evil, as it hinders the achievement of the goal for which man was created. For these reasons, society must consist of individuals who unanimously agree that they must achieve it, Then, all the individuals become one great force that can fight against, that allows one to fight against oneself, since each one is integrated in everyone else. Thus, each person is founded on a great desire to achieve the goal, to be integrated in one another. Each person should annul himself before the others. This is done by each of them seeing the friend's merits and not their faults. But one who thinks that he is a little higher than his friends can no longer unite with them.
Again, number 5. Without annulling self-love, it is impossible to achieve dvikut with the Creator, meaning equivalence of form. And since it is against our nature, we need a society that will form a great force so we can work together on annulling the will to receive called evil, as it hinders the achievement of the goal for which man was created. For this reason, society must consist of individuals who unanimously agree that they must achieve it. Then, all the individuals become one great force that can fight against itself, since everyone is integrated in everyone. Thus, each person is founded on a great desire to achieve the goal. To be integrated in one another, each person should annul himself before the others. This is done by each seeing the friend's merits and not their faults. But one who thinks that he is a little higher than his friends can no longer unite with them.
Meaning, we have to see the society before us as a demonstration that the Creator is arranging intentionally for each and every one to see it in a specific way, a personal way towards Him, in order to bring Him to a spiritual state, to equivalence with the Creator. Meaning, the group is not a group, rather, it is a scale of the change that I have to undergo in order to annul before them, and at that moment, I begin to be adhered to the Creator. So how to convince myself that this is the way to start forming connection with the Creator? How to convince myself that annulment towards the group, and in what should be this annulment, is indeed the first step for coming into contact with the Creator. Please.
Gradually develop on this.
Rav, is there a correction? And correction meaning a war with our egos, right? The will to receive that we need not reduce but prevent from using. Is there such a work on our will to receive if it's not towards annulment towards the ten? Where else can there be a spiritual work which is entirely in the annulment of the ego, if not towards the ten? Is there such a thing?
Ve im lo az
If not, when will we start to do it? Please. Direction in the whole world, anonymous towards the whole world.
Rav, why can't I annul towards other people, the world, some other values that are in the world to serve humanity? Why can't I annul in other ways, do other kinds of work? To perform the actual mitzvot. Why is the main thing for me the work in self-annulment towards the ten? Please. Why that?
Rav, the important thing is to integrate with one another. What kind of integration? What's the difference in the integration between seeing the friend as lowly, miserable, kind of poor in his intellect, in his emotion, in his state in general, his efforts that are not that successful, and I'm trying to help him and go down to him and pull him up, or I see the friend, oh, how great he is, how special. He's so rich and full of emotion and intellect and attainment, understanding. I'm impressed by him like a little one before a great one. And I'm also integrated with him. I want to be included in him. So what is the difference in the integration between one case and the other?
It's not a simple question. In seeing the friend of, maybe you didn't hear what I said, so first explain in the 10 what the question even is. Rav, what difference is there that I raise myself or lower myself towards the friend, or if I raise and lower the friend towards me? What difference is there in my observation if I raise or lower myself towards the friend, that he's constant, and or the opposite, that I take myself and raise or lower him in my eyes? What difference is there in the way we grasp it? We're not. Rav, how can the importance of the Creator help me with the correct perception of the friend in my eyes? How can the importance of the Creator help me in perceiving the friend in my eyes in the correct way? Me, Rav, how do I add my intention to give contentment to the Creator to the scrutiny of my relationship with the friend? I'm more than him, less than him, more in my eyes, less in my eyes, equal, annulment, so on. How do I connect that to giving contentment to the Creator? Him, we will go to the next part of the lesson from tests.